This morning, the title of the message is In His Mercy. And the message is found in Acts chapter 26, verse 11 to 16. I'd like to read this passage now. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished and tried to force them to blaspheme. I was so obsessed with persecuting them that I even hunted them down in foreign cities. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, King Agrippa, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads." Then I asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," the Lord replies. The key verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. "The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." Put it together one more time. The grace of our Lord. This time we ask our pastor to come and share the message. Once again, the key verse. "The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that we are in Christ Jesus." Greetings to congregation. We will learn together in Word of God, chapter 6. This is a judgment case. He was in the case before the king of Agrippa at that time. And this is a very strange case, court case. And we have heard many strange court cases. That is very strange. There was a story in 2007, Brian and Susan Truss in St. Louis. In 2007, they bought a house in the suburb, about $450,000. They were very content with this house. When they came there and they discovered there are so many spiders, they estimate about 6,000 the spiders was in this house. And this is a very dangerous situation. And they these two asked the people to come and kill other men. But they couldn't do it. And finally, they had to move out of this house. And then it was the bank repossessed the house. In the next year, 2008, they brought a court case. The old owner, when this owner sold to them in the house, they didn't see any kind of spider. And the church decided they can be rewarded with $472,000. That means this is more than what the price paid for the house by this couple. But the insurance company of the old owner, the State Farm, they didn't want to pay that, with the reason that in the agreement they have signed, there is something that they would not reward award for due to insects. And the couple rely on the lawyer, also from the State Farm. And the lawyer said the spider is, you know, the spider is not considered as insect. And so these two sides, the court case continued, but it never got anywhere. And this morning, you and I think about a court case is very special. A person is being with the one who violated the law. And that in this particular court case, that person has been set free and then was escalated to be a something value. This is the image of Saul, the former apostle's name, when he was persecuting the church. But the Lord called him to become a servant. He felt the mercy, and he wanted to talk about the mercy that he has received from the Lord and witnessed before the royal hearing. Let's pray for guidance. Dear Lord, we hope that in this Thanksgiving, we can keep your mercy on each one of us so that we always express a thankful heart to you, Lord. We give thanks to you because of Saul's life. It's a life that always expressed his thankfulness for you, always expressed of what that Lord has done, that so others will know about Jesus. And we pray that may each one of us to be the same. But whatever you have done for Paul, you have also done for us. Please let us live in a life valuable to you. We live all into your hand. May you bless us. We are thankful. We lift everything to you and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's look at this court case when he was in front of the church, in front of the royal party. The Bible talks about many times he received the permission to persecute those who follow Jesus Christ. He tried to make them blaspheme. He went to many cities to persecute those people. Dear congregation, one day on the day to Damascus at noon, that he saw a bright light, brighter than the sun, and surround him. And he could see a voice to him. That light, that power, that everybody there fell down to the ground, and at the same time, that voice talked to him in Aramaic. And from that time on, the light was shining, came to Saul, and that life has changed completely. It completely changed in the mercy of the Lord. And after that, when he wrote to Timothy, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. When Jesus asked Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul completely was surprised, but he did not ever persecute. Who are you that I persecute me? He didn't know about Jesus, but Jesus said, when you persecute my brother and sister, you persecuted me. The Lord Jesus talking about the church, and he that Paul is persecuting the church of the Lord. So the church is Christ's body. We remember whoever persecutes the church of the Lord, that person persecuted Christ. To shame the church, he is shaming Jesus. Who despises the church, he causes separation in the church. That person caused separation, who caused chaotic activity. That person is rebellious against him. The Lord Jesus, in this person, get up. Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant. It's a very purpose. Jesus said, verse 16, I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant, as a witness of what you have seen, and I will see of me. Here, Saul has been changed completely because the Lord Jesus has appeared to have a purpose for him. There are three purposes that the Lord sees when this person is a sinner and he became a disenchanted. First, that chosen to be a servant. The second one, that chosen to be a witness to the Lord. Chosen a friend of Jesus. And this is a court case that's very strange. When then the judge is expressed these wonderful things to the one who are defending against him, this court case. The first point, that chosen to be a servant. What is a servant? Normally, we think that the servant is someone is lower than us, someone who chosen to doing certain things for the master, the one who chosen to do some lonely task, chosen to do very hard work in the family. That's our thinking about what a servant is. But when the Lord chose a servant for him, it's not the way we think. In the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him. And Paul, if something has learned the scripture, and he knew that in the Old Testament, the servant is being regarded as a possession of the master. When he was called to become a servant, that means that the Lord is accepting to make him a possession of the Lord. And the Lord does not choose Saul to become doing some lonely task or heavy burden task. No, not that servant. And the Lord showed us in Isaiah in 20, verse 3, that he chose it. It became his possession. Like, for example, Isaiah chapter 20, verse 3, then the Lord said, just as my servant, I say, has gone and barefoot for 3 years. And so he's a prophet. Prophet is someone talking about what the Lord has told that prophet. In Haggai, he chose Zerubbabel. He became a servant in the role of a leader to become a servant. In Zechariah, the high priest Joshua became a servant because he was selected to be a priest of the Lord, a intermediary between God and man. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus talked about Moses being the servant, and the Lord chose him with the leadership, a role in leadership to lead the people out of Egypt, to come out of Egypt into promises. Many times in Jeremiah, talking about, I have sent a servant as the priest from the time that Israel left Egypt, day after day, again and again, I send you my servants. A prophet. This is repeated many times. The Lord, day after day, sent the prophet to the people to express God's will for the people. And he called these prophets the servant of the Lord. That means servant is what? Servant is the one who will represent the Lord to talk about the will of God to the people of God. And God had chosen Paul in that particular one to become a servant. I came to establish you as a servant. In the Old Testament, Nebuchadnezzar, in the Old Testament, that this is his servant. To do what? That he will act according to God, because the sins of the people of Israel, they will be scattered and into Babylon for 70 years. And so Nebuchadnezzar was king, the empire. That is the enemies of Israel. But the Lord can use that as a servant to do what? to destroy the people of Judah because of their stubbornness, that they will become a country of being sworn. So servant is someone who receives a mission, some form of mission from the Lord to act. And when Saul appeared in the courtyard, he was blind because of the bright light. And he came to the master dreaming, didn't eat or drink. And then the Lord asked Ananias, pray for Paul there so that he can be reached to his son. Ananias was very surprised. I couldn't pray for him because he persecuted Israel. This is the person who destroyed the church. He made people suffer. And yeah, I know that the Lord said, but the Lord said to Ananias, and go and pray for this person so that he can restore his sight, because he is an instrument chosen to speak the gospel of a foreigner, of a king. The Lord has a very strange purpose to use Saul, the one who persecuted the church, now become his servant to preach the gospel to many foreigners, the Gentiles, and also kings. When he wrote to Timothy, he said, in the grace of our Lord was poured out in abundance. Paul said that it's in his mercy, grace, in that abundance the Lord has the faith. He gave us faith, the faith to carry out the role of a servant. Jesus talked to Aramaic, now get up, stand on your feet. The one who get up, that means the one who has some decision to make. And the one who stand up, that means someone ready to do something. The Lord is calling this person, must have a decision, would an attitude. And the Lord, in his mercy, gave Paul a faith. And by this faith, Paul can become a servant of God. And he is ready in the role of a servant. When we read in Acts, the days he was, after he met Jesus, and a few days later, Saul was there a few days with the disciples there. And before he went to persecute them, but after seeing Jesus, he went to live with the disciples, and then he started to teach the synagogue that Jesus is the Son of God, the one he vehemently denied, the one before he go against those who believe in Christ. Now, today, he will talk about Jesus is the Son of God. The Lord knew one who he chose someone like so. Today, we call the pastor a servant of the Lord because they have been chosen by the Lord. But through the scripture, we see that when the Lord calls someone into a mission and in a message, to send that message out, that person is the servant of the Lord. You are also the servant of the Lord, so that we participate. Maybe very small thing that we are doing among our church. Some to do some fellowship, to clean up, to praise the Lord, to lead the worship or decorate. Some take care of the machine, the light and sound, to lead the of the different, like the governing board and the young couple group have leaders or share the message to the Lord. Whatever it is, we are all servants for the Lord because we have been chosen for those purposes. He gave us faith so we can carry out a mission. And Paul has encouraged to people in Romans. So if it's so contrary, if it is different, then give encouragement. If it is giving, But need generously. If it is to lead diligently. Or if it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Whatever it is, we have been chosen a servant. We have the faith, and by that faith, we can complete the role of a servant. Dear congregation, the one that the Lord is asking servant is what? Is it the ability of that person? No. The one required of that servant is faithfulness. Faithfulness is something we are asked to do, all the servants. If you and I, without skill, we will have been given skill. Paul said, our skill came from the Lord. Paul said, if we have no strength, then the Lord will give us strength. Paul said, I do can all do all things through the one who gave me strength. If we were poor, the Lord can give some resource, some means, so that we can do many things that we've been given. But if have no not faithfulness, then the Lord cannot. Faithfulness is our response. Get up. We must express our faithfulness that we decide to walk with the Lord. They have found many written on the tombstone. It goes like this. These words were found in a tomb of a bishop in England in 1100 in the crypt of Westminster Abbey. And it was recorded like this. When I was young, free, and imaginative, I dream of transforming the world. And it's like grew wiser over the years. I understood that I could never change the world. As the years passed, I narrowed my horizons, only changing my hometown. But it seemed that my hometown had not changed. Near old age, I decided to change my family. But alas, they didn't listen to me at all. By now, I suddenly understood. If I had changed myself when I was young, my family would have imitated me and changed, so that I might have the power to change the country. And maybe, maybe I would change the whole world. But then the opportunity is gone. The Lord is calling. So, get up and go. Has done it. Immediately, there is a response to decide to get up to carry out what the Lord has given us to do. And the Lord is very pleased with Paul. Today, what about us? The Lord is requiring something of us in all that we are doing. Are we faithful enough to the Lord? Or maybe some issue, some whether because of this person, that person, that we could have. There is some challenge because of busyness of life. And we would not get up. May the Lord help us to learn. This is the first thing, that in the mercy of the Lord, that the Lord give us the faith to fulfill the role of a servant. The second point, the Paul said that he was chosen to be a witness. What is a witness? A witness means that something talking about a truth of some truth. When the Lord chose you and me to be a witness, but the Lord said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witness in Jerusalem. The witness act, not just before, must be the Lord Holy Spirit guiding us to do. There is a famous evangelist called Brownlow North. In his early days, he has lived a life that was anything but Christian. He was very decadent. Once, just before he was entered the pulpit in the church of Aberdeen, and he received a letter. This letter informed him that its writer had evidence of some disgraceful thing which Brownlow North had done before he became a Christian. And it went on to say that the writer proposed to interrupt the service and to tell the whole congregation of that sin if he preached. Brownlow took the letter into the pulpit. He read it to the congregation. He told of the thing that once he had done. And then he told them that Christ has changed him. And that Christ could not do the same for, could do the same for them. He used the very evidence of his shame to turn it to the glory of Christ. He used that letter to condemn him to become an opportunity to witness about Christ. This is a mystery of bringing the glory to God. And the key verse is 1 Timothy, that Paul wrote to Timothy. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. He has given faith to servant, but he also, the Lord also gives Paul love to be a witness. The one without love with the Lord, that person cannot be a witness for Christ. The one has no love for Christ, to love for that person could not be a witness for Christ. Well, and Paul has been loved to become a witness, the one who talked about the grace of God on him. In Acts chapter 3, verse 2, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. This is a time when the Lord used this person to become a witness to talk about the work of the Lord to others. Ananias is the prophet that had been sent to pray for Saul to restore his son. He was very surprised. He hesitated because Saul was the one persecuting the church. Why should I pray for him? But the Lord knew then that I will tell him he will be suffering for my name. That's the Lord answered to Ananias. To become a witness for Christ, the Lord will make him to face many sufferings. But in that suffering, this person will be a great witness for my name, the Lord Jesus said. And Paul, during his lifetime, this is, he is facing all kinds of challenges and difficulty. When he wrote to Corinthian church, he recounted that everything else, he was also facing many difficulties. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely. And he said he'd been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 slashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stone. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers. When Paul is facing that, because Paul has get up, he was ready, and he stood up to pay the price because he knew about the Christ that he is worshiping. Paul is expressing Christ with the truth of God, and we are thanking God. Because in the New Testament, there are 27 and 13 books is written by Paul. And all the epistles Paul wrote, he recorded all the many truths that has affected all the people when the church was first started, even until now. All these epistles from Paul. And encourage the faith of all the followers of Christ. Paul shared the experience by himself. He said, before, he said many that is precious, but now those are all like trash. I want to know Christ. That's what he said. And there are many letters he expressed this message. Paul is a witness to talk about Christ. And in the room of a witness, and in before the King Agrippa and the governor, all these witnesses of Paul, and to the time that Agrippa said, and all the royalty there, venerated and examined, affirmed them. For this person, there is nothing for this person to be condemned to death. A court case that the defendant can show the reason from a person who was so bad to become something because of the transformation power of Christ, that the church declared that this person has not deserving of death. We see in verse 30 and 31st of Acts, chapter 26. Give thanks to the Lord, because when Paul is a person understood unclearly about a role of the witness, he used love for the Lord and the love for others to carry out the mission of a servant. How do we carry out our mission? There's a person named Thomas More. At the age of 51, he worked as a seal keeper for King Henry VIII of England. And he was carried this role out when he was 51. And he is a man of integrity, impartiality, and honesty in his dealings. And someone stole a dog from a young woman and sold it to his wife. The young woman knew about it and filed a lawsuit. And then when this dog was sold to the King Henry, and Thomas called the young woman as his wife to each stand in a large corner of the room, put the dog in the middle of the room, and told the two women to call the dog together. The dog heard the owner's voice running towards the woman. And Thomas told his wife, who was so the dog, "The dog doesn't belong to you." Mrs. Thomas refused. Those present, some in favor, some against. But Thomas decided to return the child to the dog to the young woman, who was the owner. Seeing that his wife liked the dog, that dog must be returned, Thomas decided. Because of his wife liked the dog so much, Thomas later negotiated with the young woman, agreed to sell the dog for 3 times the price, and he bought the dog back to give to his wife. The congregation, the witness required to have to be in integrity. Paul has this integrity to express the gospel. He doesn't share that he imagined. He says something that is true to express the life of Christ. The Lord does not ask anything, something about God that we do not understand. Only show and express what we understand about Christ. We have to get up and be ready, because you and I have been called into servanthood. We are the servant for the Lord Christ. When we are given the responsibility, a message, a mission, a message to express to others. And we are also a witness to talk about the truth of God to others. And the third point, Paul has been chosen to be God's friend. that God has chosen him to be a friend. Paul talk about Christ in verse 16. Get up. I have appeared to you, appointed you as servant, as a witness on what you have been seen, and I will see of me, and you will see of me. And in the grace Paul wrote to Timothy, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly. When a person is a friend of Christ, in John chapter 15, verse 15, Jesus said, when he decided to choose his disciple, he said, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. So, friends, who are Jesus' friends? It's the one who reveal what the Lord wants to reveal. And Paul said, I will show you the thing, the mystery that I will show. And the Lord treated this person with love. We give thanks to the Lord. From that time on, Paul has a wish, a desire. I consider everything as lost. I just want to know the Lord Jesus Christ. What is more, I consider everything a lot because of surpassing way of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. And this is relationship between Paul and Christ. And this is not just a benefit for Paul. It's a privilege as well. This is the grace and the mercy to give to trust in Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 21, says like this, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. And the love the Lord gives to choose a friend, that is, that the Father will express himself to him. We know about Jesus, about Christ, about through somebody. We know Christ because he is coming to us directly, expresses himself to us. Not only the Lord reveal himself, but verse 29, whoever loves me will keep my commandment. The Father will love. We will be with them. So Jesus said, anyone who loves me will obey my children. Father will love them and will come to them and make our home with them. We have been chosen to be God's friend. We are thankful for this love. The Lord has chosen Paul to become a friend, to reveal the mystery of the gospel to him. Paul is successful in his mission because the Lord has truly lived in God's soul. He gives him more strength. The Lord give Paul, work alongside with Paul, and he, for part of his life, the Lord, Paul said, I do not live. The Christ is living in me. And this is not me, but Christ is acting in me. And he called this person, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, the life I live by faith is the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And if you and I are the one who are with us, and Christ lives in us, we can say that it's not that I live, but Christ lives in me, and I will live in faith in Christ Jesus. And in this, before Agrippa, this court case, Paul did not clarify about, define himself at all. Paul only showed the life of Christ that expressed through him, the life that he was restored with the life of Christ. He was saying that life expresses to express others, that today we can also be saved. And then in our life, that others can hear our witness about Christ. If the Lord continue to do this, then the church here, because do we have enough that the Lord will trust to give us this role of a witness? And some time ago in Tokyo, this is a court has convicted Tokichi Ishii for brutally murdering many people. When Ishii is very, very ferocious, and he was placed in solitary confinement because of his ferocious attitude, because of his violence in prison. There are two Canadian women came to share the gospel, and they talked to this person through the bars of the prison. But Ishii, the prisoner, was like an unruly beast. He screamed, he got some negative, and he was very annoying and ferocious. Finally, these two women couldn't do anything. So they put a New Testament near the door of the prison cell. One day, Ishii didn't know what to do. He took this New Testament open and read. Then he saw there are many Jesus in the New Testament. And it's very strange what he read. And one day, when he read about the Lord praying, when he was the Lord Jesus nailed, Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And this particular one, this broke his heart. He said, I stopped reading. I was hit in the right, in the heart. It was like a nail pierced my heart. I don't know if it's God's love. Can it be called mercy? I don't know, he said. I don't know what to call it. I just knew that I had been changed. The day of trial finally came. When the death penalty was brought to the court, people no longer saw that this person was a cruel and ferocious person, but only a penitent face, not lacking any bright joy on his face. Very bright joy. For the murderer has been born again and transformed by the Lord. He died physically for the sins he had committed, but he entered the realm of eternity with a new life. The congregation, the Lord has regarding us as a friend to give himself to us to change our mind. The Lord also called us friend. He gave himself to us. He wants to come to each one of us to live inside of us. And in this season of thanksgiving, just remember the mercy of grace. We are living in the grace of God. We can see in the key verse, in the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Be committed, determined to grow up, get up, and make a decision for the Lord. Do not look at each other, the negative, because Paul was not regarded what Paul has done before. No, the Lord said clearly to Paul that he looked at Paul in what the Lord will do, will change the lives of Paul. And from that time on, he got up, he made a decision to be ready for the Lord. And that attitude, the Lord Jesus came and changed the life of Paul. With the Lord of you and me. Today, we look and see in many deficiencies in our friends. When we eat some thing that we usually we criticize people for cooking certain. And so if some mistake by the mistake, we magnify. And so if we see a fault in our friends, we can see many deficiencies. But the Lord sees us differently. He did not see our fault, our mistake. He looked at what that He will do in our lives. And so in this mercy, we give thanks to the Lord because the Lord has given us faith, the love, and also we have a relationship with Christ. So to become a servant, so that we become a witness for the Lord, and so become a friend of the Lord Jesus. When we come here to worship, that we do not satisfy the purpose of the Lord to become a witness, right? The Lord will, to become a friend that the Lord wants us to be. We can participate the future, that the glorious future reserved for us. Maybe we have to ask ourselves the question, are we walking on the road with the Lord Jesus? With the Lord. Let's each one of you. Let's all stand up. We can read together the key verse in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. Let's read together. The grace of the Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. We give thanks to you. We just in the thanksgiving. When we to look at what the Lord has done to Saul, that He changed his Saul into a Paul valuable for you. You have not seen all the deficiencies that Saul before that, but you have is can see Paul that many wonderful things when that person had decided to get up to be ready to carry out your mission. Please have mercy on each one of us. So we're thankful because you do not look at our faults, our mistake, our deficiency, but you will see what you will do with our lives. Help that you become a faithful servant before you. May you help us to become the witness to talk about truth of Jesus Christ and all the things the Lord has done for each one of us. And may we become the brand friend of God, understand that the Lord is revealing to us. We give thanks because you do not regard us the sinners before you. Because of your love for us, you have changed us to become your children by your love. May we rely on your grace by faith to you love and the relationship with the Lord that you have given us so we can complete the mission that you have called us to do. May you be among your church, working alongside with us, for young or old, so that nothing will we do by our own strength, by our own wisdom, but we are doing this by the strength that you give us. We are thankful because of your word this morning, encouraging each one of us. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.